Welcome to the Psychology of Wealth mini chapters by Dr. Paul Counsell, as narrated by Justin Paul.
Chapter 54. Learning can be a liability. Quote, language shapes perception, and perception shapes reality. End quote. Take the many forms of lottery. Of all the times you have ever bought a ticket, how many times hasn't it worked? If you say every time you buy a ticket, it doesn't work, then may I suggest that if what you are doing is not working, stop what you are doing and start doing something else. And herein lies the secret to wealth creation if you think about it. Most of us have the capacity to learn. It's been said that knowledge is your greatest asset, but it is also your greatest liability. It is your current knowledge base that causes your present financial circumstances. If you are not as financially well off as you would like to be, then you must consider that your present knowledge is your greatest liability. Your greatest asset is your ability to learn new things and to learn quickly if you put your mind to it. If you are not financially free, then financial freedom can only come from doing things you are not currently doing. Most of us have the capacity to be in control of effective wealth creation practices if we choose to be. However, by choosing to continue to live by the rules of conventional wisdom, most people choose to give up control. In so doing, they remain controlled by a system which sees them working for 30 to 40 years, only to end up financially unable to support themselves when it really counts. While various statistics can be disputed, the only thing that cannot be disputed is the result you are presently achieving. You will either be impressed by your current financial result or you will be unimpressed. Despite their current circumstances, many seek the middle ground in order to defend their current result. They defend themselves by saying that if your boss would give them more, they would have more. Or if the taxes were not so high, they would have more left over. If the banks weren't such rogues, our mortgages wouldn't be so high. Despite interest rates being the lowest they have ever been in over 30 years, they seek the middle ground and blame external circumstances. As such, people become prisoners of their own thinking and simply cannot see the forest because the trees are in the way. They become prisoners of the language they use. Language shapes perception, and perception shapes reality. What we see depends on what we are prepared to see, and what we believe depends on what we are prepared to believe. The language of most people is indicative of an endemic which witnesses most people being prepared to settle for less than they are capable of generating. Because of their language and a lack of interest in seeking an alternative model to their world, most people become entrenched in what is termed a reinforcing or amplifying feedback loop. Whenever people find themselves in a continuing cycle of never having enough, and the only growth that is taking place is towards the negative end of the spectrum, and they blame external factors, a self-reinforcing loop is in existence, and the downward spiral continues. Each day, small, ineffective beliefs and choices compound into destructive practices over a lifetime. Because most people focus on life's hardship, the self-fulfilling prophecy of believe it thus and it will happen guarantees they get what they focus on the most. Always remember that the only person you can trick into complacency is yourself. Nobody else matters. If what you are presently doing isn't working and you continue doing it, then there is no alternative other than to condemn yourself to a future without choice and financial reassurance. If change is to happen, you must seek to do new things.
May the wisdom of this chapter inspire you to courageously pursue your financial freedom.